So if it's okay for you to do so, closing down our eyes, really sensing our body, feeling where she is at today. And especially honoring our feet. The right side under our feet. Te tahawaki in our female side. We honor the first heaven, Rangi Nui e te o Hōnei. And the left side under our feet, we honor Papatūānuku e Tākatūānuku. We ask that any energies at all that we've cleared through walking throughout our 2023, throughout our life, from conception till now, that need to cleanse from those points, that they clear. We ask that as we walk on the earth, that we know the energies and spaces, and we let those feet move through the tinana, through the body, te whenua he waimata koriki ki ngā awa nā ke ko te puhurangi he mātoko te parehau mau ko te hirangi hei tuakore e hini rangi e tā pia ko te whaimoto hurunoku ki tuarere nā kūnei o te oho rau taki ka whira ki te awenoa ko tau te mātua reiranga he kura mātā oho nei e Whai rewa tū taitahi, maroro nā iu tiki o te aparangi, kei toa o arote mā tikitiki hau puteha o mā tauroa, mā turuturu te pau tautau, o te tūroa nau e hini pō kuhue. Ka pānia ki te manawa, he urutuma nā hau tapu, kia kai pānia ue a kō te miriviri, nā nā. Titihi, whakatuarea, te amaka e ora. He kene kō te tuapuri, e rua matui. Bai atu kō turapea, nukunuku te aorangi, kai pūrea, bai matu te taipea, o tuaranga, he rawata, tōna ku kururangi. Kā pia tūra tō mai raihia, kia mita ororei te tūkina, kō mai koe. Te mahurangi e, no tūra ora, no aki te taitaki, no ana tūra ko o koe, no I tuku mai, ae I oe. And just letting those words breathe through your body, we ask that any kehua kuatu, any wairua that needs to transition, starts to cleanse from the roimata and haimata, the vital points of the body, the ties to our practice, the spiritual and physical. Attitude is expressed through our veins. We call upon a dawning of new understanding, moved through kōrero talking. Miri miri is enhanced by skills undiscovered, the mother of miri miri, hini e hini rangi. When we find a center of pain, trust your instincts to take you there. Haimata and roimata aid spiritual healing. We ask to affect hormonal changes where needed. Enhance vitality where we can. Core of sensation, be clear-minded. The purpose is in front of us. Hands on practice. We ask permission to work in the spiritual and physical so that our judgment is not clouded. We concentrate on working from our heart, breathing in through our nose and out through our mouth. We breathe correctly as we work. We share our ability, asking to lift the pain. God of miri miri, rua mātou e. We ask to go beyond our physical senses, using the earth's vibrations to heal. We call upon those healers, those talking up before us. We accept honesty enclosed in the spiritual realm. When we use spiritual guidance, we take it on in its entirety. Do it or don't. You are responsible for what you do. You know why you do it. Space today, we ask permission from all of our body, all of our hearts, and all of our minds to learn and receive any visions or insight or understanding in the way that it best serves us to receive, whether that's vibrational, through our tipuna, through our ancestors, through our body, through our visions, through sight and the third eye, whatever that way of our understanding is, we ask that we receive it. I ask that all of the energies between our tipuna, our ancestors, are aligned in the heavens, and that those who open the pathways, open them deeper in our collective weaving, as you begin to sense the hearts of those who are in this wānanga, both those who are here physically with us today and those who weren't able to make it and will listen to this recording later. We send that ping, feeling us connected in this container for this time. I call in my tipuna in around about us, anchored into the north, south, east, and west around about us, to ensure that I am pure of heart, pure of kōrero, pure in my intentions and my speaking. I ask that I stay nature neutral and whakanoa and grounded and connected to Ayo at all times as we move through this wānanga for these 12 weeks. E riri ana koe te ki, te hawaki pāmama o oro kōhanga reo. O whare wānanga. Waki pamama. E raranga kōrero, e raranga wānanga. We weave together our deep knowings and understandings and vibrations for the upliftment of all. I mihi and acknowledge all of your tipuna, whether you are from Aotearoa, New Zealand or not, and all the parts of us. I acknowledge all the parts of us that are seen and unseen, all the parts of us that wish to express and don't, all the parts of us that are still birthing themselves that we've never seen. And breathing through the body, slowly beginning to sense first towards Narangi or Te Pō, so the inferior heaven or the lower heaven downwards, Papatūnuku Takatūnei, Earth Mother, but also beginning to notice, as I say that word, Papatūnuku e Takatūnei, Papatūnuku e Takatūnei, what energy lands there for you. From my part, but also all of our parts, as we connect down to Papa, we also mihi and acknowledge all her many names throughout the world, all the different Tūranga Waiwai, all the different places we stand and live at this time. Me, Nonga Puja. All the other lands we are across Western Australia and Aotearoa. We've also got a wahine joining us from Poland as well. So we mihi and acknowledge her whenua too, her land. As we feel down to Papatūnuku e Takatūnei, first we begin by clearing any connections we have with her that aren't serving us. We ask any avoidance of her that we've had, any harm that we've had with this heaven, that that's cleansed and cleared, wrapping it up, shipping it out, moving it on, transferring to wisdom. We ask that any barriers we've had to understanding her as a heaven, that that's cleansed and cleared, wrapping it up, shipping it out, moving it on. We ask that any vibrations that she's to teach us that we need to understand on a deeper level, that she gives that to us if it's open for us in the space. like a putuputa flower blossoming down into the earth. We just feel our energy connecting to what that may mean for us. We open beyond our boundaries of understanding as we connect. Papatūnuku itakatūmi, papatūnuku itakatūmi. And the kaitiaki or guardian of papatūnuku itakatūmi is Tāne, so the son of Rainui Etu Ihone and papatūnuku itakatūmi. And Tāne separated his parents. So we really grieve any inheritance from that separation of Mother Earth and Father Sky that still shows up in our family, where our deep love for our tamariki or children also can sometimes be the cause of separation between love, between our tau, between our partners. If there's any of those kehua kohatu at all that are sitting in our fields, in our bodies, in our hearts, our minds, whakawatea, whakawatea, whakawatu. Mō kehua me kohatu. Right for you, just sensing in the body where this pōraka or this story sits. We begin to call the energy of Tāne in. Tāne can be man or god of the forest, chased, move through the heavens. It's a bit of a troublemaker, a bit of a half man, half god type character. But we ask what he wants to teach us in his vibration beyond the stories, what wasn't shared with us if we know the stories of Tāne. What does his vibration feel like? Is it a his, or does he have another energy? And as you connect into the energy of Tāne, I just ask from that space that any blocks at all in our pōtokomana, on that central pillar of our body, that we can cleanse. Whakawātea. Our thinking that would stop us from being both wild and free and totally capable of sharing coherently that which we see, that that's cleansed and cleared. We ask any mātauranga or ways of thinking that may be blocked, that don't allow us to learn vibrationally, that that's cleansed and cleared, wrapping it up, shipping it out, moving it on. We ask that any, the word that's coming is mansplaining, that people do, whether woman or female to us, where our intuition is shut down, so that we can't hear our unique way of tohu, our unique way of seeing signs, our unique karaputaro, our first thoughts that guide us. We ask that those are cleansed and cleared, wrapping them up, moving them on, shipping them out. We ask that any time we weren't allowed to feel on this earth plane, any time that we were told that the world works in a different way than we're actually learning that it does, we release that grief and that anger of that from our bodies. And as we let that unravel from our body, we ask that that energy cleanses and we sense or feel or see the whare wānanga, the school of learning, the higher school of learning for Papatūnuku Itakatūmi. Huak. And sense if there's any difference in vibration. Huak. How she looks, this Whariwananga, this beautiful place to learn for you. And we call our karana as we stand outside the Whariwananga, feeling the porphyry or the welcome. Sensing Tane and your tipuna, your ancestors, calling you in. Ringtone, also the love generation, so we'll honor that love generation energy as we and in that waki energy, if there's any oku, any knowledge, sacred knowledge, any matarangatapu, any maraya that's to be gifted to you. Sensing, feeling, seeing, in whatever way is your way to sense and feel that. Waiot kahangotia nana te oinga me katoa korangi nui ke irunga ko paputuna ke ke raro ku ira takanta ke wainga nui ho mai te ao te amanana. Ho mai te ao te amanana. Ho mai te ao te amanana. Breathing that energy into your body. From me, I learn through my body, you may not. So if it needs to be moved to another place, letting that move there. But for me, it's like the energy of what I feel, I just breathe up into the body. Trusting that whatever kākano or seeds are planting in my energy field, that those will unfurl in their own time. And then sensing the invitation from our movement with Huakie, we begin our haerenga, a journey away from that wana, Whariwananga, although I invite you this week to continue meditating with that. We begin to move towards Rangi Nui and Tu Iho Nei, so up towards the sky. And for me, Rangi Nui is like the film over the heavens, in a way, like the portal, the gateway, the entrance way. So we just feel into that energy. Rangi nui e tu iho nei. Rangi nui e tu iho nei. And we also acknowledge the different skies around the world, the ways the stars face differently in different parts of the world, the different meanings that has. So feeling again for you, Rangi Nui e te o tu iho nei. Is this a change in vibration from when we moved with Papatūnuku Tākatūnei? Sensing and feeling. Slowly beginning to sense a feminine celestial being in front of you, a mariquita. Paying attention to what energy you feel. Her name is Apa Po Huaya. Apa Po Huaya. How does she look? How does she feel? And what visions are coming to you? Apapo Hawaii. Apapo Hawaii. And from her. For me, when I'm feeling called to voice, for you see what you see, we just ask that any scaredness that you're not enough is cleansed. We ask that any uncertainty about being in this mahi or practice with whatever history or story or knowing you hold is cleared. We ask that your body truly knows it's safe to go in the heavens. We ask to clear any vibration of power that's been imprinted from the human realm about the heavens. She asks for that to be cleared. Apa ho heo. Apa ho heo. She shows her strength and her softness. And hold your hand. As you notice that a male celestial being, Patakura, is also there. Apa po porukima. Apa po porukima. And feeling if any shift in energy happened there. He asks to clear our hearts of any stories about Ngārangi, the Marikura Whatukura that we have or haven't been told, that sits in our blood, our DNA and ourselves, and we include that from all nationalities and practices. We ask to clear anything at all that our essence and our being knows is our Maturanga, our knowledge that we don't yet have words for. And he asks that our hearts open to learn with our mind. Apa po porukima. Apa po porukima. And noticing how he looks. What he may want to share with you. If he extends a hand or stays back a little. Them to guide us to the whare wānanga of Ngārangi o Te Ao, Rangi Nui e Tui Hōnei. Noticing how it looks, if it's different from Huaki on the earth plane, and the name of this whare wānanga is Tā Uru Rangi. Tā Uru. Just feeling and seeing. We stand at the gateway, knowing we're being welcomed, but sensing in our body if we're ready to enter. As we start to hear the karanga, noticing what that, the call, noticing what that brings up in our body as practice walking spiritually. We ask that anything at all that may be distracting us at this, not this moment, but at this time when there's a step forward, we ask that that's cleansed and cleared, wrapping it up, shaping it up, moving it on. As we enter this one, sensing and feeling, if atipuna, apa po hue hewa, and apa po purukima, without these marikura and batukura, these celestial beings who are our guardians, sensing if they have anything to share with us from this body. As we're connected into this wānanga and in the sky for this point, I just ask that tawarau, marikura, atukura, apapō hewa, napapō porokema, cleanse and clear for us, clearing, and I'm just going to go with a sweep, clearing any betrayal from females, any betrayal from males, any knowledge or imprints or little spiders that are in our head that make us feel we're not good enough, any doubt in our own cultural validity, any doubt in the fact that we can use this, our body for this mahi, any doubt in the fact that we are moving to the heavens. We ask that those are cleansed and cleared, working them out, moving them on, shipping them out. We ask any time where we think we have to give more than we are ready to give or able to give, that that's cleansed and cleared, wrapping it up, shipping it out, moving it on. We ask anywhere where we have confusion about the energetic vibration or exchange of our unique language, which will be different from mine, which will be different from your sister's. We ask that that energy is cleansed and cleared, wrapping it up, shaping it up, moving on. We ask anywhere where you feel you don't yet have a voice, that the voice wants to be spoken, that that is opened and awakened. We ask that every clearing that is done in this time, in this wānanga, but in your own practices, in your own life, that that energy is replaced by light. We call in that light from the heavens to uplift us and fuel us, but we ask that we stay grounded in our capacity to express that in our knowledge and our depth, and trust that the words and the maturanga and the knowledge and the creation will happen as it needs to. As we breathe into the possibility of cleansing, we also ask that any of our tipuna who will benefit from us learning in a wānanga, or anyone we love or care for that needs this knowledge, not necessarily in the words or us having to explain, but vibrationally, that they are also able to receive it. We open up our capacity to move in the world, but also ask that each person receives what they need, and that they are able to absorb in their own way, in their own matter. Tauru rangi. You can mihi o hag, tawafi, the marekura, vatukura, apapo to hewa, and apapo porukema. And a few of your tīpuna or ancestors probably crept in there, so give them a wave and a virtual hug if you need to, if you want to. The curious ones. We ask that if any of our tīpuna are still with us, that now feel it's safe to take more of a distance, and that will serve us and them. We ask that both parties see that, knowing that they'll still support you and you knowing that you'll still support them, but sort of like taking the training wheels off or allowing your unique wānanga to come through. Still calling on their knowledge though. Toa aro te matikiti, he upoko te ha te mata uroa, mā turuturu te ua pau tautau, ki te ao tuaroa, nā hi e, nau e, hini pō kuhu e. Nau e hini pō kuhu e. And feeling the breath in your body, not necessarily through your nose, but just where that space is that's opening up for you to land and pull in this vibrational oko, this gift from Rangi Nui e tu ihonei, apa pō hewa, apa pō purukema, and tauru. Essence into the body, connecting to our feet in the first instance. Our set, our feet may always be light, so we walk the path of light. Our legs may always be light, so we're carried by the light. Our yoni may always be light, so we make love so deeply with the light. Our womb, our whare tangata may always be light, so we create and manifest with the light. Our ahitapu, our sacred union area, the area between the ribs, may always be light, so our fires burn steadily and truthfully. Our heart may always be light, so our intimate moments can find us gracefully. Our throat may always be light, so we always communicate what we need and want with grace. Our mouth may always be light, so we always speak in prayer. Our eyes may always be light, so even if it appears darker, we can see. And our mind may always be light, so even amongst some of the darkness that weaves on this human journey, we don't forget that we are light. Te mauri e tuka ki ngā haipiro, letting all of your breath fill your body, returning to the body now. He makatū paipai, he heringa ki ngā manukanuka whiriki tēmarangi. Ki a whatu ki a whairu, i nā rāru i taku rāru. Nau i arau tū e. Taking that moment before fully returning to just ask if any blocks that or energies that may be around the body that we need to clear can clear. Letting your body move if it needs to. Sounding if it needs to, taking your time. When you're ready, slowly opening your eyes.